Intervju Radija Študent.
Drage poslušalke, dragi poslušalci, pozdravljeni v oddaji Ereš Intervju. Danes smo na naš omiljeni radio pripeljali kanadsko hardcore punk skupino Comeback Kid. Z nami pa je pevec skupine Andrew. Naj samo povem, da bodo Comeback Kid danes nastopili v Gali Hali na Metelkovi v sklopu hardcore festivala. Poleg njih pa bodo svojo hitro in glasno glasbo proizvali še Half Heart, Rise and Fall, Shipwreck AD in Defeater. Za začetek, preden preidemo na intervju, pa prisluhnimo, kako zvenijo Comeback Kid. Poslušali bomo komad Wake the Dead. Hi, Andrew. Welcome to our studio. Welcome to our dear radio student.
Well, thank you for having me.
Okay. What we've just heard is a song called Wake the Dead from your second album that's also called Wake the Dead. I guess one could say that with this song, everyone in the hardcore and punk rock scene heard about your band and also with this album, right?
Yeah, it's kind of the song that kind of broke the band out a little bit more.
So this album, Wake the Dead, was sold in more than 100,000 copies, right?
From what I'm told.
Yeah?
From what I'm told, yeah.
So I was thinking about how is it possible for a hardcore punk band to sell so many copies of a CD, of an album?
I don't know. Got a record label that exploits the music in every avenue that they possibly can, and you know, big colorful ads and whatever else that they want to do, and I guess, you know, at the time we were pretty busy and touring a lot, and you know, we're just trying to do that whole thing. So it's weird for us too. Our record after that didn't sell as many copies, especially now with like digital music and everything like that. I hope that hopefully one day, maybe our next record or the one after that, we can release it for free, kind of do the thing that who did it?
Radiohead.
That Radiohead did, yeah.
Okay.
That would be awesome for us.
So, the success came from a good or a big label, and I mean, you touring a lot. With you working a lot. So yeah. This is like a success story for Comeback Kid.
Maybe right place, right time kind of thing.
Okay, and what were the foundations for this success?
I don't know, man. Like, just with doing this band, like. It was pretty fast moving from the start, from when we started touring. Before our first record came out, we were going on tour and people knew about our demos and stuff like that. And this is before the MySpace and everything like that. It was right before all that. And different kind of, I think the internet helped out a lot, and grassroots word of mouth kind of thing. We created, you know, a little bit of a buzz, I guess, in the scene, and people just started hearing about the band, and we did one record on a small label.
Yeah.
And did really well, and then, you know, keep on going, and we've pretty much been nonstop ever since then. Like, I've been on tour full time pretty much since like 2003. Yeah, 2003 with this band.
Yeah. Okay. And what's the toughest thing about staying alive, about not becoming a band nobody comes to see, or becoming a band that produces same records over and over again?
I think it's just trying to push yourself and, you know, trying to do interesting tours and trying to make interesting music, you know, like, it's a lot of bands will beat it to death, and then you'll see them headlining a tour, and then people leaving after the band that plays before them, you know. And I think it's just a matter of doing smart touring and actually caring about the music that you're doing, and not just trying to pump up records every 1.5 years or 2 years, you know. We haven't done a record now in 2.5 years, and we're gonna start writing.
Okay, we'll talk about this later. Yeah, about your
too soon.
Okay. Yeah, your first album was released, as you said, on Face Down Records, and a relatively small label compared to Victory Records, which is one of the biggest hardcore music record companies out there.
If you'd call it hardcore.
Yeah, no, okay. And Victory Records released your second and third album.
Yeah.
What was the reason behind moving to Victory Records?
At the time, we just wanted to have a label that could get our record into stores. And, you know, people can say this or that about Victory Records. It's kind of a weird label at times, but there's a reason why we're able to do a radio show right now in Slovenia, and people here know about us, and it's really cool to have our music being able to be distributed, globally
everywhere.
So, yeah, that's kind of what we wanted. We envisioned ourselves touring the world the way that we are now, and we've been able to go to so many countries and places and have people actually, you know, care about the music. That's a cool thing about having a label that has, you know, major type distribution, I guess. There's ups and downs, though, you know.
So are you releasing your fourth record on Victory Records?
As of now, I think so, but we're under contract with them, so
okay.
We're going to start writing when we get home from this tour, and see if we can try to release something in about a year.
Okay. Today here in Ljubljana on Metelkova, we have a bunch of good bands on the list. We have you guys, Comeback Kid, and Defeater, a hardcore band from Boston that tours with you.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, we have three other hardcore bands that are on their own tour. I'm talking about Have Heart, Shipwreck AD, and Rise and Fall. I think it's great we are witnessing this crossing of these two tours here.
Yeah.
Any comments from your side?
Yeah, well, it's kind of crazy because we've toured with Rise and Fall before, but I've seen Have Heart maybe one time before in Toronto, but this is yesterday in Croatia. That was the first time we've ever played with Have Heart, and it's really cool for us to be able to play with them. It's their last tour, and I don't know, their lifespan as a band was somewhat short, but it's really cool that we get to play with them and see some of the last shows. It's kind of weird that it's so far away from home, but it's I think it's way cooler that way.
Yeah, okay. Would you please now present our listeners the typical or average year on the road of the Comeback Kid family? Tell us something about your tours and shows. How does it look when you go on tour? Tell us about any hardships, any infightings, and how does it feel when you come back to Winnipeg, Canada, your hometown?
Well, typical year, maybe like last year for us.
Yeah.
I can't really maybe go in order, but for example, we would go to Australia in January. In February, then we'd do a tour in March in the USA in a van, and then we'd go to in April we'd go to Japan and Southeast Asia, like Hong Kong, Singapore. We didn't go to Thailand actually. I would have loved to go to Thailand, but Indonesia, stuff like that. And then maybe go to a Canadian tour, and then go to Europe for festivals, like kind of like we're doing now.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's kind of this back and forth between different countries. We went to South America last year for the first time. That was amazing. And it was kind of weird. We were like flying to every show.
Mm-hmm.
We'd do like two shows in Colombia and then fly to Ecuador and do a show there. And then, so we always have like really different traveling conditions. Sometimes we're in cars, going to shows in cars. Sometimes we're in a bus. Sometimes when we're closer to home, we have our own van and trailer. But the biggest like hardship, I think, is just like border crossings. Fuck the border, man. And just as long, you know, just getting passport stuff figured out and visas, and it's kind of difficult sometimes.
Yeah, so fuck the borders.
Fuck the border, like propaganda says, right?
Yeah. So how many months per year you are on tour? Like 8? Not 6, 7, I don't know, how many months?
Yeah, it depends from year to year. Comeback Kid probably this year, about 6 months this year, which is a slow year for us. And the reason because of that is I have another band that I'm touring with, so I'm homeless now. I don't have a place to live. So yeah. I just go from, like, I had a tour with my other band, Sights and Sounds, right before this, and I had a day off, and then I came to Europe. So
So where do you keep your personal belongings?
I have a storage unit in Toronto.
Storage, okay. So any plans for the next few months? We're still talking about touring here.
Yeah, we're going to finish off this tour. After these shows we have right now with Half Heart and them, we're going to be going to Spain, Portugal with Biohazard.
Okay.
We're going to go back to Winnipeg, and we're going to start writing some music. In November, we're probably going to do a USA tour. We're going to head to Japan and Australia for a festival called Soundwave in the winter time. So.
You were playing at Exit Festival in Novi Sad, Serbia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, any comments about this festival?
Well, for some reason, before the fest, we had 3 days off. We had a show in Romania that fell through. And
so you were at the festival area for those.
Yeah, but it was kind of hard, difficult to get like tickets just to even hang out in the festival. And you know, there's great bands playing, you know, Lily Allen, Moby, all this Prodigy, all this shit. And one day, I got a little bit of hash, trying to roll it up at the reggae tent.
Okay.
And then I feel this big fucking hand on my arm, and it was police. I got arrested. And they took me down. They took me down to the
police station
in a dark van. Wow. They drove for 20 minutes. I had no idea what was going on, and they brought me to the police station. I was about to spend the night, and they watched. They showed us me and the rest of the drug users from the festival. They just watched. Showed us movies about people getting fucked up on heroin and whatever else. And I got let go the next day at like. At our noon, I had to pay 450 euro. But all I had was 0.4 grams of hash. Now, here's the fucked up thing about it: is the guy, there was guys that were around me that had like two or three joints. I didn't even have enough for a joint, and they got paid. They only had to pay like half of what I had to pay. So I think they knew that I was in a band, they knew that I was from Canada, and they wanted to get some money out of me. So I'm really, really happy. I had a great time in Serbia, but I'm really glad to be out of Serbia right now and out of the Exit Festival area.
Okay, so now let's talk. Let's share a few words about your last record called Broadcasting that was released in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been more than 2 years since then. And if there's any logic, you should release your fourth record this year. I mean, you release an album every 2 years, you know.
So industry tells you to do.
Yeah.
The record.
Okay. On your Broadcasting album, you have a song that's called Broadcasting, yeah?
Yeah.
The latter was featured on a hockey video game called NHL 2K8.
You like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that game. We'll hear it later. I mean, this song at the end of this interview. But please tell me, what do you have with these video games? I mean, the first song we heard at the beginning of this interview was also featured on the soundtrack of two racing video games. So.
Yeah.
How come did your songs end up on video? I think maybe
the label Victory has some connections with the PlayStation and Xbox and stuff, and so they kind of just got us hooked up with that. And we got to get some free video games out of it, and we got to be on Burnout and NHL. And I'm not really a video game guy, but it's kind of cool to have your song on a video game, you know?
Cool. Okay, I guess this is the end of the interview.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys had to rush that along a little bit, eh?
What?
You had to rush that along a little bit, eh?
Yeah. So, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, tako, drage poslušalke, cenjeni poslušalci, to je bil Ereš intervju, v katerem smo gostili skupino Combi Kid. Za konec pa poslušajmo še njihovo pesem Broadcasting z njihovega zadnjega takisto poimenovanega albuma. Z vami smo bili Uroš Badovinac, Andrew iz Combi Kid, za vrtenje gumbov pa je poskrbel tehnik Mikro. Okay, thank you. Yeah. I mean, I had only one question about where do you find time for recording this stuff?